Part 2, Apprenticed to Power, 54 to 52 years before the Battle of Yavin. Chapter 13, Riders on the Storm. In mad pursuit of their prey, and all but taking flight, the two Sith, master and apprentice for 11 years now, bounded across the grassy terrain, their short capes snapping behind them. Vibroblades clenched in their hands, and bare forearms flecked with gore. Blood caked in the human's long hair and dried on the Mune's hairless brow. Twisting and swirling around them was a herd of agile, long-necked quadrupeds with brown and black striped fur, identical and moving as if possessed of a single mind, leaping at the same instant, reversing direction, cycloning gregariously over the short-napped savannah. "This is not a chase," Plagueis said as he ran. "This is a summoning. You need to get behind the eyes of your target and become the object of its desire. The same holds true when you summon the Force. You must make yourself desirable, fascinating, addictive, and whatever power you need will be at your command." Blended into the herd, the animal Sidious had fixed his sight on would have been indistinguishable to normal beings. But Sidious had the animal in his mind, and was now looking through its eyes, one with it. Alongside him suddenly, the creature seemed to intuit its end, and tipped its head to one side to expose its muscular neck. The moment the vibroblade stuck, the creature's eyes rolled back and grew opaque. Hot blood spurted but quickly ceased to flow. The Force departing, and Sidious drawing its power deep into himself. "Now, another one," Plagueis said in a congratulatory tone. "And another one after that." Sidious felt himself shoved into motion, as if by a gale force wind. "Feel the power of the dark side flow through you," Plagueis added from behind him. "We serve nature's purpose by culling the herd, and our own by sharpening our skills. We are the predatory swarm." The low-gravity planet was known then as Buoyant, its bewildering jumble of flora and fauna the result of an experiment by a long-forgotten species that had tweaked the atmosphere, set the world spinning faster than nature had intended, and encouraged the growth of lush forests and expansive grasslands. The still-functioning machines of the ancients dotted the landscape, and millennia later, the animals they had imported were thriving. Nothing moved slowly or ponderously on rapidly spinning Buoyant, even day and night, or the storms that scrubbed the atmosphere with violent regularity. Elsewhere on the planet, in dense forests, in arid wastes, beneath the waves of inland seas, the two Sith had already taken the lives of countless creatures, culling, sharpening, marinating themselves in a miasma of dark side energy. Kilometers from where the quadruped hunt had commenced, Plagueis and Sidious sat under the enormous canopy of a tree whose trunk was wide enough to engulf a land speeder and whose thick branches were burdened with flowering, parasitic plants. Breathing hard and drenched in sweat, they rested in silence as clouds of eager insects gathered around them. The pulse beats of the Mune's trio of hearts were visible beneath his translucent skin, and his clear eyes tracked the slaloming movements of the escaping herd. "Few of my people are aware of just how wealthy I am," he said at last, "since most of my riches derive from activities that have nothing to do with the ordinary business of finance. For many years, my peers wondered why I chose to remain unwed, and ultimately reached the conclusion that I was, in essence, married to my work, without realizing how right they were. Except that my real bride is the dark side of the Force, what the ancients called Bogan, as separate from Ashla. Even the Jedi understand that there is no profit in partnering with a being who lacks the ability to understand what it means to be in the grip of the Force. And so the Order restricts marriage by dogma, in service, so the Jedi say, to the purity of Ashla. But Ashla is a perversion," he went on. for the dark has always preceded the light. The original idea was to capture the power of the Force and make it subservient to the will of sentient life. The ancients, the Celestials, the Rakata, didn't pronounce judgment on their works. They moved planets, organized star systems, conjured dark side devices like the Star Forge as they saw fit. If millions died in the process, so be it. The lives of most beings are of small consequence. The Jedi have failed to understand this. They are so busy saving lives and striving to keep the powers of the Force in balance that they have lost sight of the fact that sentient life is meant to evolve, not simply languish in contented stasis.